I'm WSB's Clark Howard.
From Dunwoody to Douglasville,
Washington to Woodstock,
whenever and wherever
there's severe weather,
a traffic red alert, or breaking news,
the WSB 24-hour breaking news center
will break in.
Depend on it.
Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome to the show and a good Thursday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 10:07, 7 after 10. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. The gang's all here. Low T Chuck screens the calls. Longoria on the other side of the takeout window for our final live show of 2016. Another year in the books, ladies and germs.
We made it.
We did barely.
Barely.
Yeah.
Physically, I've barely hung on this year.
It's been a rough year.
Mentally, I lost it in probably July.
Yeah.
August.
I thought you were going to say January.
No.
Right at the
January
turn of the
1st.
Year.
This schedule has kicked my rear end. So this is the final live show for the Mark Arum Show
yeah.
of 2016. Tomorrow will be a tape. And tomorrow at 10:06 a.m., I am on vacation for the rest of the year. So you'll be getting, I don't know what you're getting the next 2 weeks. Best ofs, live shows, what do we got?
It's a hodgepodge. We've got a couple of best ofs. We've got some Clark Howard. The Weekend Doctor Show is going to do some shows.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's kind of a hodgepodge from here till we get back after New Year.
Well, thanks to Dr. Joe for filling in last night for me. Longoria, Loti, and I had some big highfalutin meetings to attend yesterday as we ramp up for our new time slot next year. If you hadn't heard, the Mark Arum Show will no longer be 10 to midnight in 2017. Starting January 9th, it will be on from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. So yesterday we had some meetings with the big boss, and so I took last night off. But this is it. This is the last live show for 2016, which means at the end of the show, we will award the star of the show for the year, the person that has won the most stars of the show. That person will win $1,000 courtesy of yours truly. I tried to get the boss to reimburse me on this, but
he's like, no.
Yeah, he wasn't having it.
I forgot to tell you guys, yesterday when I left, I had to leave a little early from the meeting.
Yeah.
The waitress where we were at, she thought we were filming a movie. She's like, what movie are y'all doing?
Really?
Are you serious?
Yeah. She goes, right when I walked out, she goes, what movie are y'all going to be filming? And I was like, movie? She's like, yeah, what movie? And I was like, oh, no, we work for a radio station. She was like, oh, okay.
You could have been like, well.
Yeah.
If that would have happened to Mark, he would have spun
out. I didn't think fast enough, and she threw me off by saying
that. I would have been like, we're doing the new, I'll just leave it there. I would have said something. I would have ran with it, for sure.
I was caught off guard.
This is it. So, again, thanks for another great year. We'll see you at an earlier time in 2017. Good news, the Christmas cards started getting delivered today.
Saw that. Got some tweets
from
people getting it back.
So
that's good.
Some of you aren't going to get them right away because I ordered 300, and we had more than 300 requests, apparently.
Yeah, way more. That online form
really?
Was...
Yeah.
Yeah, that wow. When we threw the form online, it worked way better than emailing me.
Yeah, apparently.
We had an excess of people that got it.
I had to order more cards that are coming in on Monday.
Yeah.
So Monday, you and Haley and promotions, I guess,
we'll get it figured out and hopefully shoot those out.
But if you have received your card, I'd love for you to show me where it is in your house, on your fridge, on the mantle, whatever. Just tweet it at me, at Mark Arum, or just post it on my Facebook page, Mark Arum WSB. So that's cool that some people are getting them before Christmas. All right, we're starting off the show some sad news. You heard it, Chris Camp talk about it in the news there. Craig Sager died today, lost his long battle with leukemia. Craig was, I believe, 65 years old, known internationally as one of the best sideline basketball reporters of all time.
Oh, he was great. And then when he started wearing those weird suits.
He wore them for a long time.
I know, it's just...
And it at first when I saw him in the suits, I was like, what is this guy?
You know? I did too. I remember.
So I talked to Crystal Wheeler, Catfish, who worked with him at Turner for all those years.
Oh, really?
And I asked her, I was like, why did he start wearing those suits? And she said, well, he did it to just, you know, get attention, to separate himself. Because if you're a sideline reporter in the NBA, no one really knows who you are. But so he just said, you know what? I'm going to wear crazy clothes. And then eventually, he didn't even buy them anymore. Every city he went to, people would give him these crazy suits and jackets and ties and shirts and everything. And it just became his trademark. And no, I mean, look what he's wearing right here. Shaking Joe Biden's hand. Look at this jacket.
That's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
It looks like the Technicolor Dreamcoat from Seinfeld.
Exactly.
That's what it looks like.
Rappers are like, well, I would never wear that.
Yeah.
It was loud. It was brash, but that's not who he was. He was a really good NBA guy. And apparently a really good guy in real life. I met him in passing a couple of times when I was doing Hawks games, when the Hawks were on the radio. Didn't know him well. I'm not going to pretend. He probably wouldn't have known me if you couldn't pick me out of a lineup. So I wasn't close, but I met him a couple times in passing at Hawks games. Always was very cordial. Catfish said he was just a super guy on and off the court, and she loved working with him.
Our boss, the pig farmer, he said his kid used to caddy for him at the golf course.
Oh, no kidding.
And had all kinds of, well, I mean, he wanted to know, he's like, can you tell these stories? Like, well, not really. It's golf course, you know, it's guys playing golf. So you can imagine what the stories were, but just what an incredibly nice guy. He'd hand him like $40 and say, hey, can you go get me a Coke and a Snickers and then just do whatever with the rest of the money. So they would buy like tons of beef jerky and anything they could get their hands on. Cause he was like, yeah, take it. And he'd just bring him back a Coke and a Snickers bar for $40 and let them keep the rest.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Just great stories of on the golf course. What a great guy he was.
So what makes this story, I mean, obviously Craig Sager is the international name, people mourning all over the world. He was, I don't know if you knew this, when Hank Aaron hit the record home run at Fulton County Stadium, Craig Sager was a 22-year-old stringing reporter for a radio station. And as he's crossing the plate, as Hank Aaron is crossing the plate, you see Craig Sager standing next to him with a microphone. He was the first guy to interview Hank Aaron after the home run.
Really?
Yeah, so, I mean, just a great career.
Wow.
By all accounts, an amazing dude. But what I want to talk about tonight, a very famous Atlantan. Like, this guy was...
I had no idea he was from here.
He used to own the Jocks and Jills. I don't even know if they're around anymore. It was when I first moved to Atlanta in the mid-90s, Jocks and Jills was the ultimate sports bar. They had a few locations. There was one in Brookhaven I used to go to all the time. Apparently, he owned that. He's lived here forever, was always out and about in the community. And I want to talk to people that either ran into him, knew him personally, had some sort of experience with Craig Sager. Let's try to know what Craig Sager, the man, was like off television, because he was so recognizable and such a vibrant part of the Atlanta community. If you've ever had any experience with Craig Sager, I'd love to hear from you tonight. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. And one of the most recognizable Atlantans. I'm sure if he went into a Chick-fil-A, a Piccadilly, Lenox Mall, whatever, that's a very recognizable dude, because he was very tall, good-looking guy. I'm not sure he wore these suits
probably
around town.
Did he wear those suits?
But people would recognize him, I'm sure.
We've had this conversation, who would get served first, the you know, governor or, that was it, the head, when we got in this argument, the head coach
of Georgia. Yeah.
Would Sager get seated ahead of either of those guys?
I don't know about, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay. I'm just
kidding.
But
a beloved character nonetheless. Yes. So I want to start off, and it's going to be a nice segue into our year-end show. If you've ever had any experience with Craig Sager, personal stories, I'd love to hear them. Let's share your stories with the audience so they can get a better idea of who Craig Sager was outside of television, off the basketball court. Because from all accounts, he was a great, great dude. Gone too early, fought a valiant fight against leukemia, dead today at the age of 65. That being said, this is also the year-end show. I've been doing the Mark Arum Show since 2002. Every year, my last show of the year, I pick the Mark Arum Show Georgian of the Year. We did it last year. We did it the year before. I want to do that again tonight. And I want your nominations and your input on this. It's basically the Time Man of the Year, Time Person of the Year.
Except this is more prestigious.
Well, probably. But it's basically the same criteria. Meaning, it doesn't have to be the greatest person.
No.
You know, like Time Magazine, Hitler won Time Person of the Year.
Yeah.
It's the most impactful, influential, notorious, what have you, person of the year. So I want your nominations, suggestions for who should be the Mark Arum Show 2016 Georgian of the Year. Who made the most impact in Georgia and its people in 2016? That's the criteria, just like Time Person of the Year. So Trump was Time Person of the Year this year. Mm-hmm. Barack Obama's won it. There's been weird. Mark Zuckerberg won it one year. It can be all over the map, and this can be all over the map too. But I want to know your suggestions and your nominees on who should be the Mark Arum Show 2016 Georgian of the Year. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. On Twitter, if you want to nominate on Twitter, it's at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. Instagram, Mark Arum. If you want to check out the pre-meal sushi dinner I had tonight.
How was it?
Longoria texts me, what's for dinner tonight? I get right back, sushi. He goes, no thanks. Thank God.
Couldn't even get him to eat an oyster.
Guess how much that sushi cost me.
Was it as expensive as the last sushi place you went to?
Was it as expensive like the crab legs?
It was not as expensive as the crab legs.
Okay.
Say about $50.
$61.
That was close.
Yeah.
Good Lord, where are you going? I know. Sushi I don't know. With Hot Neighbor all the time, and the two of us will hit the bill. It's maybe $40.
Well, what I don't know.
Am I going to crappy sushi places?
Yes, apparently. I don't want. No, if you enjoyed,
I mean,
it's not crappy.
I like it, but I know. If you enjoyed it, it's fine. I know what you're saying.
What really jacked it up was I got uni tonight, which is $9 a piece, which is crazy. I didn't realize it was that.
Every once in a while, she'll do that. She'll order and she'll get amounts to 4 pieces of fish.
For $92.
And I get the bill, and I'm like, are you serious? I got to go wash dishes to pay this bill now. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. So if you want, on Instagram, if you want to see what I had for dinner tonight, Instagram, it's Mark Arum, MarkArum. So that's how we're going to start the show. Your remembrances of Craig Sager. I'd love to hear any personal interactions you might have had with him over the years. And we'll also take your nominations for Mark Arum, Georgian of the Year for 2016, something I've been doing since 2002. And we always use your input to decide this. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Coming up later on the show, Little Sanjay, Would You Rather, Johnny Kilbasa with a Fast Food Review, and we'll find out who's getting a cool $1,000 from yours truly for Star of the Year on the Mark Arum Show. Tonight, Throwback Thursday, what we doing, Longoria?
Old school Christmas music.
Old school Christmas music, which I absolutely love. All right, we'll come back with more of your calls. Final live Mark Arum Show of 2016. Stick around. Throwback Thursday on WSB.
And I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow. Let it snow.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
I'll be home.
Welcome back to the show, 1024 Throwback Thursday. All old school Christmas tunes tonight, spun by Mr. DJ Longoria. Speaking of Craig Sager, set your DVR or wake up early tomorrow and start watching Channel 2 Action News around 6:45 a.m. That's all I got to say. Just watch tomorrow morning on Channel 2 around 6:45 a.m. I'll have a little treat for you. To the phones we go. Brad in Homer. Brad, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark, I just wanted to say for your last show, I sure appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for listening, Brad.
I started a new job back in June hauling chicken feed at night, and I look forward to your show every night. It makes the night go by so much better.
That's awesome, man. So you're going to be able to listen 7 to 9, or is the chicken feed?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay, yeah. Very cool.
I go in at 5 and get off at 5.
Very cool. Well, thank you for being a part of the program, my friend.
I got my Christmas card today, too.
Oh, excellent. Fantastic. Good stuff, Brad.
No doubt. Thank you.
Well, listen, hey, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, buddy.
You too, man.
All right, Brad. Thanks again. That's cool. That's awesome. And I'm glad he's going to be able to make the switch from 7 to 9.
I just love that he's hauling chicken feed.
Yeah.
I don't know why that made me happy.
Better chicken feed than chicken parts.
That's what I'm saying. He said he was hauling chicken feed. It made me laugh.
That's just the feed. That's like cornmeal or whatever.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Marco in Lilburn.
We need more lemon, please.
Marco, welcome to the show. How are you, brother?
Good. How you doing?
Excellent, man. What's going on?
Not much. Yeah, appreciate the Christmas cards, too.
I hand-delivered yours, right? Didn't I give you some on
exactly,
Saturday?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah, and the wife says to wish you a happy birthday.
It's Saturday. That's right. My birthday's Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot. What the hell? Are you serious?
Yeah. I came up on Facebook the other day and I thought about that. Saturday. I was like, oh, it's Saturday.
Oh, man.
32 years old.
32 plus years 10. Old.
You're 40, Flurf.
Gonna be crazy. Marco, did you ever meet Craig Sager in all your travels?
No, unfortunately, I got to say. I mean, I've seen him, and when they showed the clips of him, and I was like, oh, okay, I remember that
guy.
Yeah,
you know who he is.
Honestly, I didn't know.
All right. Who's your nominee for Georgian of the Year?
I would have to say Clark Howard. You
know? Clark Howard is Georgian of the Year. All right, I'll take that.
He does a lot, you know. I mean, exactly.
He does a lot. You know? He does a lot for the community. Clark's Christmas Kids and the Habitat for Humanity. So Clark is definitely a worthy nominee. Listen, Marco, have a great rest of the year. We'll see you in 2017,
okay,
buddy.
Okay, you guys have a good Christmas and right. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to you and hot Asian wife.
Marco called last night at Dr. Joe's show.
Excellent. Yeah. Pat's in, I'm jealous, actually.
I know.
Pat's in Woodstock. Pat, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Oh, hey, Mark.
Hey, Pat.
I want to thank you, too. Yes, I've enjoyed your show so much. I'll miss you, but I will be listening from 7 to 9.
Excellent.
For sure. And I didn't know Craig Sager. However, I do have a nominee.
Okay.
And that is Newt Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich, obviously making waves in the political arena as one of the inner sanctum in the Trump circle. That's a great nominee. Newt Gingrich, for sure.
Oh, yeah, from the very beginning. He never wavered.
No. And to be fair, he was often critical of the president-elect, but never left his side. So that's a perfect nomination. Pat, thank you so much for listening. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We're going to come back more of your nominees for Georgian of the Year 2016. And if you have ever run into Craig Sager out and about in Atlanta, we lost him today at the age of 65 to leukemia. I'd love to hear some personal stories of you just running into what apparently was just a great, great dude. 404-872-0750. Throwback Thursday on the Mark Arum Show.
The Yuletide Gay.
I'm WSB's Mark Arum.
The WSB 24-hour breaking news center is on alert. With immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
traffic red alerts,
from Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all the rest.
All the rest.
WSB.
Depend on it.
Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
Hey, do you know about the USA? Do you know about the government? Can you tell me about the Constitution? Hey, learn about the USA.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, to provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Welcome back to the show. 10:38:22 in front of 11. Mark Arum at your beck and call till midnight every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Final live Mark Arum show of 2016. And again, our new schedule starts January 9 next year. We'll be on from 7 to 9 p.m. I hope you come along with us. We are talking about the passing of Craig Sager, very popular Atlanta resident, longtime Atlanta resident. I'd love to know if you had any personal experiences, if you ever met the man, what he was like. By all accounts, just a true gentleman on and off the court. 404-872-0750. We are also taking nominations for the Mark Arum Show 2016 Georgian of the Year, something I've been doing since 2002. Every year at the end of the year on the Mark Arum Show, we announce the Georgian of the Year. So your nominees for Georgian of the Year, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Barbara in Austell. Barbara, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Well, I did not know Mr. Sager. Peace be to his soul.
Mm-hmm.
But the Georgian of the Year I would like to nominate is Mr. Burl Ellis.
Burl Ellis, recently acquitted, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, and why are you nominating Burl Ellis? Because he was in the headlines, or?
Well, he went through a lot, and took his family through a lot, mm-hmm. and you know, had to go through the system just like any other citizen, I guess. And came out that you know, all of his charges were dismissed or forgiven.
Gotcha. Overturned.
Yeah.
All right. I like that. I like that nomination. Burl Ellis, CEO of DeKalb County, a nominee for 2016 Mark Arum Show Georgian of the Year. Great call, Barbara.
Okay, thanks.
Merry Happy Christmas. Take care,
Merry
buddy.
Christmas.
All right. Bye-bye. Harold's up next to the Mark Arum Show. What's up, Harold?
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent. How are you doing, brother?
Doing well. I didn't know Mr. Seeger that well, but my prayers go out to him and his family.
Mm-hmm.
And my nominee is going to be my good friend, Eric Erics.
You know, that was going to be not my nominee. You stole my nominee from me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm glad you brought it up.
So
why are you nominating the conservative Viking, Eric Erickson?
I've been following Eric for the past several years. He has a new book out, I think he has opened the eyes of a lot of Americans.
I was going to nominate, I like what you're saying. I was going to nominate my colleague, Mr. Erickson, and I still am nominating him.
Well, that's two up on everybody else.
Yeah, because, I mean, listen, say what you want about Eric's opinion or opinions. Dude did not back down at all. Chuck, you can vouch for this.
Yeah, yeah.
He stuck to his guns.
He did.
Throughout the campaign. Went through a lot more crap than any of us would have liked to have gone through, and stuck to his guns. And whether you agree with him or not on Donald Trump, there's something to respect about that. That he wasn't wishy-washy. He didn't waver. He didn't crumble on the onslaught of calls and emails. And I mean, our boss was getting called from.
We still get it.
Yeah. So that he was actually Eric was going to be my nominee. I think. 2016, Eric definitely should be in the running for Person of the Year. He took
for
more,
Georgia especially.
Yeah, he took more crap than anybody.
than anybody.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. 2 days in, I'd have been like, I was kidding. Kidding. Trump's great. That's what I would. I could never have handled
started
all that.
Coming in, I even was like, "You sure you don't want to?" He's like, "No, this is." I was like, "Okay."
Yeah. No, I mean from. The Red State Gathering, was that 2015?
That was August of 2015.
Okay.
It was basically a good 18 months of really.
Yeah. So Eric, I'm glad you nominated Eric because I would have as well. Russ in Gainesville.
Russ, come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
Welcome to the show, Russ. How are you, my friend?
Good. How are you doing?
Excellent. What's going on, buddy?
I nominate you.
No, no self-nominations. I appreciate
it.
No, I am not in the running. I'm deciding. I'll be one of the deciders. So, but I appreciate the thought, Russ. That's very
sweet. Well, yeah, because you know what? You've influenced me. I eat clams all the time now.
Good. Nice. They're good for the...
Your show, I swear, I would have went crazy sometimes. I'm so bored at that time of night, and I just enjoy it so much.
Oh, that's sweet of you to say, Russ.
I'll switch it to Robin Mead if I can't do you, because I'm in love with her.
No, you can't do me. Let's put that right. Straight out. So,
I didn't mean it like that.
No, I understand. We'll give you Robin Mead. All right, listen, Russ, you're a longtime Atlantean. You've been around the block. You're well-known. In any of your escapades, did you ever run into Craig Sager?
I didn't. No, I didn't.
That surprises me.
I knew a lot of other sports people, you know, R.C. Tillman, and people like that I used to hang out with, but I never ran into him, no.
Speaking of sport, I'm going to let you go, Russ, because we have a little cat crackle on the line, but Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and yours, buddy.
Thank you, you too.
All right. Speaking of sports stars, did you see Jamal Anderson?
No.
In the news again, former Atlanta Falcons star running back?
What happened?
He is banned from a Quick Trip in Gwinnett County.
Oh, that's something that Alewine might be,
exactly.
Like, banned from a Quick Trip.
He apparently exposed himself to the clerk at Quick Trip. Was intoxicated, and the police were called. No charges were pressed.
But he's banned.
From the Quick Trip. This guy's had a tough run.
Only that Quick Trip or just any Quick Trip?
I think just that one.
Okay.
I don't know.
Chuck, he can go
have Chuck
that.
Look at the story.
Okay.
I just saw the headline. He's had a rough go post-playing careers. He's had a couple of arrests.
I mean, I've been pretty wasted. I've never exposed myself to.
I've never been proud enough.
I didn't want to see it.
All I popped in on is when he said, "I've never exposed myself."
Jamal Anderson, former Falcons running back, who when he was in the Falcons, there was no bigger sports star.
Yeah.
In Atlanta, when he was at the top of his game, he's had a rough time post career. He is. The story was, and you can look it up for me, Chuck.
Sure.
He is now banned from a Quick Trip in Gwinnett County, because apparently he exposed himself
Who's
to
this?
The clerk, Jamal Anderson.
Okay.
J-A-M-A-L Anderson. Look at that story. Well, I'll give you the full details, but that might even be worth a nomination for a Georgian of the Year. Patty's in Norcross. Patty, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Excellent, Patty. How are you, dear?
I'm sitting here looking at my Christmas card, and I was wondering if you... I can pick out who most of the people are.
Okay.
But I was wondering if you could go over who...
Sure.
Like the person in the middle on the right and the left.
You know what I'll do? I will tweet out the picture so people can see what it is. All right, we'll start on the top left. You ready?
Yeah.
That's Low T Chuck and Hot Neighbor.
Right.
Next to that is me and Brian McCann.
Right.
Next to me is Longoria, his wife, and two daughters.
Right.
Second row on the far left... That's Vinny from TV.
Oh, okay. Okay, next, I think one of the others was his. Okay.
Next to Vinny is Johnny Kielbasa.
Right.
In the middle is the group shot.
Right.
To the right of that, Jennifer Griffey's okay. and her pet pig.
Pet pig. What's pet pig's name?
Alewine.
He's diabetic, too. He's a diabetic pig.
Next to Jennifer is Jazzercise.
Okay.
Bottom row on the far left, Lonely Tailgater and his daughter.
Oh, okay. I'm an Auburn person.
So. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Next to Tailgater is little Sanjay and his son.
Right.
And then next to Sanjay is Big Buford.
Is who?
Buford.
Oh, Buford.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. That's
the guy that never gets star of the show.
That's who never gets star of the show.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
So there you go.
Okay.
Well,
thank you much.
You're welcome.
Y'all have a happy vacation. You're not going to be back till the night?
No, I'll be back the first of the year.
Oh, okay.
But the
not
new
change until
correct,
tonight.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
All right,
okay.
Patty. Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
All right, I'll tweet out the picture since usually I like to keep the Christmas card a secret until they start getting delivered. They've started getting delivered, so I'll put it on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, we're good now.
And that's the downside of this card. I wasn't able to put the names on each picture, so not everyone knows who is who. Yeah. Travis is in Braselton. Travis, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, appreciate you, Mark.
Welks, buddy.
Hey, best Georgian, Fred Shear.
Fred who? Oh, our buddy
it.
Fred. Yes. Fred had a stroke.
About a month and a half ago.
And then they discharged him, but last we heard he was back in the hospital. Chuck's going to get an update on his health at some point. But that's a great nomination. Fred Shear, who you've heard on our Veterans Day shows and Memorial Day shows. Awesome, awesome dude. Great.
He was great. I had lunch with him. This summer.
Yeah.
He's just so full of stories.
He's a treasure.
He's
an
awesome.
Absolute. That's a great nomination, Travis.
Well, wishing him the best for a Merry Christmas, a speedy recovery, man.
Thank you, brother. Merry Christmas to you as well. Tony's in Marietta. Tony, this is the last live show of the year, my friend.
Yes, and first off, a big shout-out at the end of the year to Mom Arum.
Mom Arum loves her some Tony.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on there.
Well, she... Well.
My dad's not too happy about this.
she's my first favorite fan. My wife is my second favorite fan, but your mom is my first favorite fan only because of the fact that she doesn't have to live with my
that's right.
crappy butt.
There you go.
Anyway, got my card today. Thanks, guys.
Oh, excellent. Preach. Excellent. Welks, buddy.
Yeah, and let's run this down one more time. Now, next to Vinny from TV is that Johnny Kielbasa?
Yes,
okay,
Johnny Kielbasa.
Okay, right below him is going to be a Lonely Tailgater.
Lonely Tailgater.
Okay, got it. Okay, so anyway, I want to wish you and your family not just a Merry Christmas, but a Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you, brother.
Because I know that you guys will certainly honor that tradition. It's been a wonderful run, you know, just one more year. I'm not looking forward to the new time changes I have stated previously.
I understand. But again, we're going to try to carve out a niche for you to call in.
Yes, and I do greatly appreciate that.
Yes.
Let me give you my Georgian of the Year.
Okay.
I've got to go with, I'm not a Nathan Deal, you know, I'm a Republican, but I'm not a huge Nathan Deal fan.
Mm-hmm.
But in this regard, relative to the legislation, and, you know, Chuck can correct me if I'm not right about this, he refused to sign what I refer to as the bathroom bill. Would that be accurate?
Separate from the religious liberty bill.
Maybe it was the religious liberty
Religious
bill.
Liberty and the campus carry were
campus
the two big
carry.
Ones he didn't sign.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it it was one of those things where, you know, he was really being pushed into a corner to sign the thing, and he was prudent not to do so. You look what happened to, you know, it was either South Carolina or North Carolina, losing opportunities for sports events and conventions and what have you. I mean, those were some pretty smart moves on his part, and pretty ballsy if you want to know the truth, because even though it's, you know, he's, you know, wrapping up his term and what have you, I mean, this is part of his legacy, guys.
I think that's a great nominee. I definitely, Tony, that's, as your last call of 2016, you couldn't have said it any better, my friend.
Well, listen, you guys have a great vacation, and I'll listen when you all get back on the air after the first of the year.
All right, brother, we're going to miss you. We're going to miss you the next 2 weeks. Maybe we'll just call Tony randomly at 10:50 on a Tuesday. Hey, man, what's going on? Throwback Thursday, old school Christmas music. Love old school Christmas music. We'll come back with more of your calls. Anyone out there ever run into Craig Sager? Give us a personal story of what the guy was like off of television. And your nominees for the Mark Arum Show 2016 Georgian of the Year. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. Throwback Thursday on the Mark Arum Show.
Holy infant, so tender and mild.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750. WSB.
Remembering Craig Sager, gone at 65, and your nominees for Georgian of the Year 2016. Dan joins us in Noonan. Dan, welcome to the program, my friend.
How you doing, buddy?
What's up, man?
All right. Since it's not a, there's, I got two nominations.
Okay.
All right, Glenn Burns for Georgian of the Year.
All right. Why do you nominate Mr. Burns?
We, you know, we always turn to Glenn Burns in times of weather danger and everything.
Man is out there saving lives.
That's right.
Yes.
And also to you and the WSB traffic team, in honor of Captain Herb.
Amen, brother.
Because I relied on you guys for 20 years to get me through traffic. And
Dan, it was our honor to do it and to work with Captain Herb, and I appreciate you mentioning the man.
And I'm proud that y'all carry on his traditions. I'm sorry.
That's our Dan. Don't no apologies, brother. We you know we do everything we do for him because of him. He taught us what we're doing, and there's not a day that goes by that we don't think about him. If you walk into the traffic center, you'll see all the pictures hanging up of him, inspiring us to do what we do every 6 minutes. So, Dan, thank you for the call. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, my friend. Noah's in Conyers. Noah, welcome to the program.
Preach.
Welks, buddy.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you, brother. What's going on?
Not much. Just calling in, about Georgian of the Year.
All right. Who's your nominee?
Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry is Georgian of the Year. All right, why Mr. Perry?
Well, look at how many millions of dollars he's actually brought into Georgia, not only with the movies, the TV shows, all the acting, all the extra jobs that he's provided for people. I mean, he's actually made people's living.
Yeah, he's the biggest individual job creator probably in the state in 2016. Easy. Great nominee, Noah. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, my friend.
All right. Thank you, sir.
We'll talk to you in 2017, the Mark Arum Show, 7 to 9 p.m. starting January 9th in 2017. We couldn't do it without you. Coming back with more of your calls after news, weather, and traffic. I'd love to hear some Craig Sager stories, one of the most famous Atlanta residents. If you ever met him off the court, outside of TV, what the dude was like in person, and your nominees continue for the 2016 Georgian of the Year. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. I just tweeted out the Christmas card, by the way, if you want to see all the bananas, at Mark Arum, M-A-R-K-A-R-U-M. It's Throwback Thursday on the Mark Arum Show.
Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be.